B&B Creative Production. This is Left on Dead.
Apollo is real.
Yeah, that's what I've been trying to tell everyone. Apollo's more than real. She is powerful. Completely ruined my life.
You think it's Cindy?
Of course I do. She's behind this whole thing.
Yeah, well, it can't be Cindy. I was watching her when I got a text.
Watching her?
I went to see her at the hospital. She wouldn't talk to me about anything. Then, when I'm at home chilling out, I get a text. It says, leave the nurse alone. I mean, it had to be Cindy, right?
Naturally.
So, I don't know what else to do. I drove over to her place, and she was outside washing her car. Then I get another text. She knew I was there, and she sent me a text letting me know as much.
She always knew exactly where I was, and it was like she knew what I was thinking most of the time.
It wasn't her texting me. I was getting texts while she was washing her car.
Voice to text, bro.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too, but then I get a FaceTime call, and Apollo is at my freaking house. I'm watching Cindy, and Apollo is in my driveway. It is not Cindy.
I knew she couldn't have been working alone. This has to be bigger than Cindy.
So I tell you, I have proof it's not Cindy, but you're still dug into this. Nick, there may be an Apollo, but it's not Cindy. Heck, according to her, you don't even know her other than your brief stay in the hospital after your car accident.
But you're wrong. I know her. I know her well, but she has her secrets. There's more to her than I will ever know.
There are no pictures of you two together, no cell phone records showing you texted each other. Face the facts, man. You were trying to cast a shadow on her that doesn't exist. She was your nurse, and you, well, it looks like you were in over your head and murdered your best friend.
I did not murder Ted. He was like a brother to me. Look, Cindy and her team or whatever have a way to cover themselves. It's crazy complicated, and now I know she has help. I can prove to you that I know her outside of the hospital. When we were going to meet up, I went and bought my old favorite cologne, Curve. I wore it in high school, and I wanted to smell nice for our date. Apparently, she's allergic to something in it, because she sneezed for like an hour after we got together. It's wild. Almost like an asthma attack or something. Sneezing and trouble breathing, it was wild. How would I know that from the hospital? Trust me. Get some Curve, wear it around her, and see for yourself.
Really, Nick? I am trying to cover one of the biggest trials in this country. And you want me to spray cologne on myself and see if Cindy sneezes? Then what? Declare you're innocent of murder because Cindy doesn't like the smell of Curve? You really are insane.
Please, Alex. You're the only other person that knows Apollo's for real. They were at your house. I just want to prove to you that Cindy's not telling the truth. She and I got together after I was out of the hospital. She called me Kicker. That's what the note said on Ted's body. Kicker. If you find out Cindy is involved, that will shine light on this whole thing.
There is an Apollo. I'll give you that. Okay. Let me think about it.
Time's up. Let's go.
I gotta go.
Can you come visit me again? There's so much more that I need to tell you.
We'll see, Nick. Good Lord. Tennessee's pass defense is terrible. May as well have been a Vandy fan at this point. No, that would be crazy. Who is Cindy? Nick is convinced she's behind all this. Or at least trying to convince me. What does her online presence look like? Cindy King. Ah, here it is. Barbershop on Commerce. Permanently closed. Well, kids these days are wearing their hair long. Wait. Bill King's obituary. Jesus. He took his own life. Survived by Cindy King. Is she on social media? Let's see. Cindy. Ah, yes, a nurse. Pretty basic stuff here. She seems to love to travel. Lots of beach pictures. Pictures of her and her mom. Mom doesn't seem to be hurting for money. A cougar driving a jaguar. Nice. A Reddit thread about Nick? What is it with this guy in conspiracy theories? Someone thinks Nick gave Bill King a loan, stole money from his payments, and then foreclosed on his business. Yeah, that seems on brand with this guy. What else? According to family statements to the media, they report that Bill paid his bills every month. His business seemed to be growing, but the bank had to shut him down when he could no longer pay the mortgage. Well, people think Nick has done this to other businesses. A local barbecue place? Fitz Barbecue. Dang, I love that place. Well, I did, until they stopped actually smoking their meats. Nick gave them a loan, foreclosed after a year. Wait, I think I met the owner once. Ray. Ray Burns, yeah. He seemed great. Let me look him up. Ray has since started another business in town. Pax, a roast beef company. That seems like Pax is going strong. What else? A few months ago, Pax hosted an eating contest that was sponsored by a credit union. Raven went on record to thank them for their loyal service and endorse them for your business needs. Interesting. He said he's had nightmare experiences with other banks, but found his home bank with his credit union. Shots fired there, Ray? A local computer repair shop. Troy's Electronics. Again, Nick made the loan. Place is shut down after 7 months. Who is Troy? Let's see what I can dig up. Okay. Troy Lanehart. Grand opening of Troy's Electronics 2 coming up here in a few weeks. Oh, good for Troy. Troy's excited to offer computer repair, home security products, and cell phone repair. Jack of all trades. Good. I hope this venture fares better than the last. Maybe with Nick not servicing the loan, Troy will do well. Oh, spoke too soon. Troy was arrested for assault and battery last year. Well, looks like the charges were dropped. Maybe a loose cannon, but seems to offer a needed service for the community. Good luck, Troy. Eddie's Mining Company. This place serviced locations in Tennessee and Kentucky, but were shut down after 5 years. Foreclosed on by our boy Nick after they stopped making payments. Who is this Eddie? Wonder if I could get in touch with some of the business owners for their insight on Ted. Eddie Givens. Looks like Eddie has been in the mining business for years. That's cool. Now he specializes in deep mining and blasting services. It appears that he contracts with mine owners to do blasting and pier building to ensure the mine roof is secure. This guy knows what he's doing. All these businesses have two similarities. They all went out of business, and they all had their loans with our guy Nick. Coincidence? Surely not. This is interesting, but I mean, every bank makes loans that businesses default on. It's the nature of the beast. Bad economy, poor management. It happens. So I looked up Bill King's barbershop. That was a wild rabbit trail.
Yeah?
Seems some people online think Nick was stealing from several businesses. If I find out this guy's responsible for closing Fritz, I will be the judge, jury, and executioner myself.
Ted was found in a pool of his own blood, but the thought of this barbecue place closing down is what pisses you off?
Oh, don't be silly. Just fuel on the fire. It's a damn good brisket.
Well, what do you think? Was Nick really stealing from these people from his own bank?
Absolutely. I know you can't trust everything you read online, but it fits. Nick was stealing. His best friend and bank supervisor catches him, and the friend ends up stabbed to death. Money really is the root of all evil.
Well, I probably shouldn't mention this, but I was told Cindy is going to be in court soon to testify. Apparently, she told authorities that her dad was making payments on time and was wrongly shut down. Again, you didn't hear that from me.
You're what?
That Cindy's gonna be... Oh, jerk. See what you did there. Perfect.
Nick's credibility is gonna take such a blow if all this comes out on trial. Who's gonna believe anything this guy says?
Makes me wonder if he and Ted were really friends at all. Was Nick using Ted the entire time? Was Nick hoping their friendship would make Ted turn a blind eye to the thefts? Who knows? Well, Ted is dead, so it does make you wonder how one friend could do that to another. But then again, you broke my heart. Lol.
Come on, Kathy. You rebounded pretty nicely. That John guy you dated afterwards seemed to make you forget all about me.
Well, he was something, that's for sure.
I'll be in court to hear Cindy's testimony. Between that and my interview with Nick, the next episode is going to be awesome. Are you going to be listening?
Does a coyote hunt in the dark?
Why can't you just say yes? You're not in Hazard anymore.
Hey, you can take a girl from the mountains, but you can't take the mountains out of the girl.
Good night. Why does she always speak in riddles? Women. Crazy for buying into this, right? No, I know for a fact that there is an Apollo. But Cindy? Well, at least I smell good. I smell like high school Alex. At least the acne's gone. There's Cindy. Here's my chance. Cindy! One second. Cindy! One second, please. I just want to ask you a question.
I really don't have time.
I saw that you said your dad was paying his mortgage payments on time and he was illegally foreclosed on. Is this true?
No comment.
Nick swears you and he were in a relationship outside of the hospital. Cindy, is this true?
No comment.
Who is Apollo, Cindy? I know something's going on here.
I gotta go. Court's starting.
Well, that went about as well as I was expecting. Nick is insane. No way. No way she's allergic to Curve. This is stupid.
All rise for the Honorable Judge Banks.
Cindy King. Cindy, your father was Bill King. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And he owned the barber shop on Commerce Street? Also correct?
That is correct.
Your Honor, I would like to submit Bill King's ledger, which has been provided by his accountant, into evidence. Cindy, you feel that your father paid his mortgage in full and on time each month. Is that true?
Yes, he always paid his bills on time.
Your father's account records show that his mortgage payment was withdrawn in the full amount on the first of each month, yet Nick Boyd foreclosed on his shop for failure to make payments. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Your Honor, it seems the witness is having some kind of allergic reaction or something. Can we have a recess?
I'm sorry, Your Honor. If I could go wash my face, I think I'm having an allergic reaction.
A B&B creative production. This is Left on Deck. Distributed by Stoveleg Media.
Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your host.
Distributed and to find by other Stoveleg podcasts Media. To listen to.
Check out Stoveleg.com to find out
igniting
more about your host.
And to find other podcasts to listen to.
Stoveleg Media. Igniting conversation.